Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. Please take a seat. What are people like? I think sometimes they are a bit like this toad I heard about. And I just wondered if anybody in church has a pet toad by any chance. I know it's fairly rare. No toad owners. I think what I need to find out from you is what toads are like. So what do you know about toads? Where do toads live? In the mud. I heard yes. They like to live in damp places. I did find a church once where they lived in on the steps down to the boiler house, which was underneath the church, where it was always damp. So that's very good. And now, what's the toad's skin like? You think it's slimy? Yeah, it might be slimy. What else is the toad's skin like? Warty, knobbly. Yeah, warty, knobbly sort of skin. That's right. Now let's see what else we know about. What is the toad's voice like? Its singing voice. What's a toad's voice like? Oh, very good. Do that again. I'm all to bring my microphone over. Yeah, I think we all got the idea there. Well, and any idea what toads like to eat? Slugs will do. Yeah, yeah. So they're just like people, then, aren't they? Really. Anyway, this story is about a real toad called Hagar, Hungry Hagar. You'll see why in just a minute. I like the story of Hungry Hagar because although Hagar is evil, just like people, and he really is evil, in the end, he gets saved, which is wonderful, and also like us. So maybe I should begin his story. In the Stratford-on-Avon Butterfly and Jungle Centre, there is a lovely, warm, jungly sort of place where the ground is wet and the trees and the shrubs are tropical and huge. And amongst the greenery, there are frogs and toads and iguanas and tropical birds. But what the people pay to go and see most is the lovely collection of tropical butterflies. Well, one summer, the staff at the centre noticed that the butterflies were disappearing. Up to 20 of these beautiful and expensive creatures were vanishing every day. Many of them had been specially imported from all over the world. At first, they suspected the iguana, but she turned out to be a vegetarian. Then a watch was kept on a group of cockatoos, but they ate the fruit that was put in front of them. For weeks, the staff were scratching their heads, unable to find the guilty party. Finally, one of them spotted Hagar the toad, munching one of his cousins, a frog, almost as big as himself. And then for pudding, he sprang up in the air and snapped a butterfly in mid-flight. Hungry Hagar was, I suppose, just fulfilling his nature. He was doing what the original sin of toads always makes them do. He was making a living, but he was making some living. What he didn't realize was it's not a good idea, A, to eat your own kind, and certainly, B, not a good idea to eat someone else's expensive property. But sadly, his selfishness and greed had got the better of him, and he was getting overweight and obese on it. His job was to keep the place free of small insects. But he had been clearing the place, A, of his fellow workers, the frogs, and B, of the precious exhibits that the people had paid to see. He didn't know how bad he was. Some of the staff said that the only way to stop him was to shoot him with an air gun or poison him. He was so hungry all the time. Poisoning him wouldn't be a problem, but most of the staff loved all the creatures in the centre, and so they decided to try and save hungry Hagar. But catching him was almost as difficult as finding him in the first place. They had to wait until the sleepiness of hibernation slowed him down, but at last they caught him. And his sentence? He was set free in a glass case all his own. Mr. Lamb, the manager, said he had an insatiable appetite. He was much too fat when we eventually caught him, but now we are feeding him on locusts, which are much cheaper for us and much better for him. When Jesus came to our world, he found us, just like hungry Hagar, not knowing how to be good, and not having the power in ourselves to make ourselves better. He died on the cross to do that for us. As Mrs. Alexander wrote, he died that we might be forgiven, he died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. Hungry Hagar was saved by someone loving him and making him good. Hungry Hagar didn't do it. Hungry Hagar couldn't do it. The people who loved him did. In this Easter holiday, we are celebrating Jesus winning the battle to save us. He died on the cross that we might be forgiven. He rose again to show that he has the power over death and to give us a new life with him. And Easter time is the time we bless him for that. Amen.